There are increasing calls for the second so-called safe injecting facility to be opened in Melbourne CBD very soon. The first such facility is, of course, in North Richmond. It's been a disaster for that area. It's brought more drugs into the area, more drug addicts, more drug dealing. You've got nearby schools and so forth having to deal with people who are injecting the street, because from my experience, you still see heaps and heaps of people injecting on footpaths and in people's front gardens and so forth. They don't all go into the injecting facility. Now, if we have one in the CBD, the same thing will happen. So there are stats that have come out today saying that as more and more people return to Melbourne CBD post the pandemic, there are now more and more heroin overdoses. And that may well be true. It may well be true. But remember this, Melbourne CBD, with the way the pandemic was managed, has been sort of utterly destroyed in the middle. You know, people just stop coming. A lot of office buildings are empty. And we're just starting to get larger numbers of people. Perhaps it's the tennis who are coming back into the centre of town. Now, if we want people, tourists and workers and families and so forth, to come into town, the last thing we should do is open something like a safe injecting facility. Yes, a safe injecting facility might make life easier for some drug addicts, but it will make life a hell of a lot worse for law-abiding citizens who want to come in and, you know, enjoy themselves, maybe work in the CBD. I mean, if you run a coffee shop, you know, off Flinders Street, for example, in one of the many laneways there, well, having, you know, a huge number of drug addicts wandering around will not be beneficial to your business. If you have a family with young children, you will avoid that area like the plague. Every analysis of the safe injecting facility I see focuses only on drug addicts. It says this will help save lives amongst addicts, which it may well do, but it also will ruin the people, the livelihoods of people that have businesses there, people who want to work and enjoy the area. That's not what we need in the city of Melbourne. Anyway, watch this space, but we will soon see, I believe, a second safe injecting facility, and it will be in the Melbourne CBD.